A huge proposed gold mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta cleared a major hurdle today. The Army Corps of Engineers okayed the Donlin mine in a joint record of decision with the Bureau of Land Management. Because the mine will impact 3,500 acres of wetlands, it needs a permit from the Army Corps. The plan also includes a 315-mile-long gas pipeline, which crosses over federal land run by the Bureau of Land Management, so it needs a permit from them as well. To get those permits, Donlin Gold, the company behind the proposed mine, had to go through a lengthy and expensive environmental review process with federal and state agencies and local stakeholders. It took 6 years. For two native corporations, the permits mean the YK Delta moves closer to more jobs.
This is one of those steps that we need in order to improve the conditions we have out in the region.
Andrew Guy is the CEO of Chilista Regional Native Corporation, which leased the subsurface rights to Donlin Gold. But Donlin faces growing opposition from YK Delta tribes. Nearly a dozen have passed anti-mine resolutions in the past 2 years. The tribes fear the mine would damage their subsistence lifestyle, and they fear a mine accident could contaminate the Kuskokwim River, a vital food source. The Oru Chagamute Native Council and the local working group called the Yukon-Kuskokwim River Alliance both oppose the mine. They released a statement today saying the permitting process left out many voices from the region. But Andrew Guy says their concerns have been heard throughout the process.
In Chilista ourselves, being workers, employees, and board members, we are involved with subsistence too for our own families. So that's a very valid concern that we've always kept in the top of our heads.
The gold mine, which could be one of the biggest in the world, needs at least 100 permits before it can start mining. Donlin Gold says they plan to get the major ones out of the way this year. The rest could be completed in 2 years.